Good morning, church. To all y'all wonderful people standing out, sitting out, excuse me, who are here to uplift the Lord, hear what He has to say, to give us the word to carry us for another week. To all those that are watching on Facebook, who are on the call-in line, may all of y'all be blessed this day for what the Lord has to say. Gracious Father, holy and magnificent God, we glorify you right now, Lord, knowing that you are everything. There is nothing that you are not. For you said, I am. That means, Lord, you are whatever you want to be, whenever you want to be it, to whomsoever you want to be it. And we thank you. Lord, we thank you for being the I am for each and every one of us, for each and every situation that we have. Father, we ask you to bless our pastor, all the pastors, Lord, that are going to give you a word today. But sometimes it can't be an easy task. But we ask you, Lord, to anoint each and every one of them. Let, Father, let them decrease, that you might increase within them, Lord. That you will bless this choir. Bless the musicians who are using their talent, that we can uplift your holy name, Lord. And we thank you. For Father, we magnify you. We say hallelujah, Lord, giving you the most holy and high praise. For there is no one or nothing like you that ever has, nor shall it ever be. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen. wonderful song, wonderful song. Today's scripture is coming from Psalms 100, one of my favorite songs. If you are going there and you have it, when you have it, say amen. Well, you're going to see it. Thank you. I'm reading today out of the King James, and it reads thusly. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates, with thanksgiving, and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his holy name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. And if we could ask Deacon Charles if he would give us a prayer this morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Great day today.
Yes, it is.
Great to be out here this morning.
Yes.
Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I want to thank you again for allowing us to see another day.
Thank you.
Thank you, God, for everything you've done for us, God, and continue to do for us. God, I thank you for blessing us today, God. Bless us in a special way. Just come by here and just touch us, Lord, God. Bless the pastors who bring the word today, God. Bless the congregation that's here today, and the ones that's on the air and on the phone. God, and I pray that you can go by all the rest homes, God, and just touch them today, God. They may have a peaceful day today and always, God. Go out of prison camp, God, and just touch the ones that don't know you. God, just help them, God, just to come through and find you and do what you have them to do. God, and I pray that you forgive all of us for our sins. Just keep us all, God, in your hand. Teach us and show us to do the thing that you would have us to do and be, God. And again, God, I thank you for another day. For this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
so good, Sister Queen. I almost picked up the tambourine. home of you. All right. So good to be in God's presence one more time. Before we go into service, I don't want to be a killjoy, but I do have some things I want to say to you. Last week, I want to apologize. The system went down. Wasn't able to get the word out to you like that, but I'm sure that God has still kept you. Amen. I'm seeing my deacons, but I want to say to my deacons, I'm going to try to meet with you and Reverend Weathers as soon as our schedules can get together. One of us will give you a call. Next week, also to the church, we're trying to get with Reverend Weathers to come and help us update our constitution. Amen. I thought it was going to be at the end of this month, but that's not going to happen. But I will call you and let you know. Amen. Next week is the beginning of Advent, first Sunday in Advent, or the coming, first coming of the Lord, and celebrating the second coming of the Lord. Amen. The preacher for next week, and it's my last vacation day, so I'm going to take it, and I'm going to take some time since she's going with me this time, about the time I'm putting the car. Amen. We're going to take this last vacation day, so next week, if it be God's will, your preacher will be Reverend Lamont Turner. Amen? All right. I want you to remember these families for me. Remember Sister Betty Covington, who's at home, and her and Brother Mark and the Covington family. Let's keep them in our prayers. I want you to keep Brother Don Slade and Yvette Slade in prayer. The daughter and son-in-law of our own Sister Annie Timmons, as we keep her in prayer. Won't you pray for Brother Wendell Holmes and Sister Barbara Holmes? These are nothing that I didn't say last week. Stanfield, the Miles, the Benson family. We're asking prayer for Brother Willie Robinson, who is the father of Sister Seward. Amen, Reverend Shirley Seward, and father-in-law Brother Cliff. We're going to keep him in prayer. I want y'all to remember the Enoch family, the Allen family, and the Wells family. Continue to remember the Freeland family. Remember the Walker family. And I want you to remember the Smith family, amen, in their bereavement. The Hadley family, the Harrison family, and the France family. We certainly want to keep them in prayer. Then I got a call from a friend and a brother out of state. He wants us to pray for Brother Raymond Morrow and family for the loss of their daughter. Amen. We will continue to keep them in prayer. Sister Margie Harrison, Sister Ivia Benson, of course. Amen. We keep her in prayer. And we will pray for one another. Am I right about it? All right. If I can invite your attention this morning, I'll leave anything out. All right. If I can have your attention this morning, meet me in the New Testament letter or the epistle of 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 5, verse 18. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 18. As you find it, I will pray. Father, I pray that you would give increase to your word, strengthen your preacher, God, in times like these. Illuminate our hearts and open our ears that we might hear what the Spirit is about to say to the church. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart has been acceptable in your sight. But truly, O God, you are my strength, my redeemer. In Jesus' name I do pray that the faithful of God said, amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. I'm reading from the NIV. It says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. The word will stand forever. Amen. Give thanks. In all circumstances, some Bible says situations and all things. But this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I'm preaching to you from a subject since it's Thanksgiving season. Always be thankful. Always be thankful. I'm hopeful that you are not waiting on just Thursday to give God thanks. I'm hoping that we are seasoned Christians enough where we are not waiting for one day to thank the Lord for all his benefits. I could stand before you and tell you all the things that are going on in the United States and in this world, but there's no need because you already know. But I come by to remind you that if God kept you from January 1st, 2020, bad as we say 2020 has been, November 22nd, 2020, we still here. God has blessed you one way or another. When you went to sleep last night, God kept blood pumping in your veins. When you went to sleep last night, folk were riding and marauding all around. Amen. God kept the enemy from your front door, kept the enemy from your house. And even those of us who in 2020 that has been through some things, some sicknesses, some financial difficulty, family relationships, we still have to look up and say that God is still good. There's always something to be thankful for. Yes. Maya Angelou said, let gratitude be the pillar upon which you kneel to say your nightly prayer. And let your faith be the bridge you build to overcome evil and to welcome good. I wish I had somebody. Sometimes you just got to welcome good in the face of adversity. In other words, there's always something to be thankful for. Paul says in this text in the book of Thessalonians, as he was talking to the Thessalonians, they say between AD 51 and 54, Paul penned the book. Y'all know in the book of Acts, Paul and Silas was in the Philippian jail. Most folks know that story. At midnight, they prayed. Ain't that right? And an earthquake came, and the jail opened, amen, and Paul and Silas were free, but they decided to stay because they knew that God had their best interest at heart. But the jailer who was there was getting ready to kill himself. They said, stay your hand. Don't worry about it. We ain't going to leave you. We still here. Amen. Then after they left Philippi, they went to Thessalonica. They said that Paul founded this church in the second missionary journey, and that Thessalonica was a thriving city. It was the capital city of Macedonia. After Alexander the Great died, they founded the city of Macedonia, amen, which was a great city. But what was greater in the city or made the city great was not the population of 200,000 people. It was not the great trade that they had, but it was the fact that the gospel of Jesus Christ had been preached in that place. Paul, who had been beaten and whipped and for preaching the word of God, Paul, who had been persecuted, forsaken, and ran out of town. Paul, who had men who promised to be with him through his preaching and mission, had turned back to him. One turned back because he loved the world more than he loved the gospel. And other men turned back because they started preaching another gospel other than him, Christ. Paul, with the best of the night, the same way he did to Ephesus, he said, be thankful. And Philippi, he said, be thankful. Thessalonica, he said, be thankful. Now I got to back up for you because in 1 Thessalonians chapter 16, you need 16, 17, and 18 to give you a substratum for where we're talking about. Because you can only give God thanks if you can, in 16, rejoice always. That's the first thing you got to do. You got to always rejoice. Always find good in every situation you're in. Because even if you're hungry, even if you need clothes, Matthew 6 said, the Lord knows that you have need of these things. And I ain't never seen nobody, even people that's sleeping on the street, somehow, some way, God is making a way for them. As a matter of fact, I see people with cars and clothes and cash, and they are always grumbling and always complaining. And you see somebody standing on the side of the road with a sign saying, we'll work for food. But every now and again, Brother Jeff is a brother standing on the bridge right now near Alamance Road. But every now and again, he'll throw his hands up. I just think he's saying thank you. Amen. And I didn't want to tell you that there's always a reason to be thankful. Rejoice in the Lord always. 1 Thessalonians 16, always. That means always give God the praise. I don't have time to go to it, but go to it for yourself when you get down and out. Go to Philippians 4, verses 6, 7, 8. It'll tell you that the Lord is always greatly to be praised. Ain't that right? It'll tell you to make your requests known to God through prayer and supplication. In other words, the Lord knows what you need. And y'all know why I made the mistake, and some of you all have made the mistake. I made the mistake that when my family was torn apart, instead of talking to God about my family, I'm talking to my family about my family. When the church was falling apart, instead here talking to God about his house. I'm telling other folk what the church ain't doing or what the church ought to be doing, but I just ought to be praising God. I thought by now somebody would be on the same page with me to just realize that we need to stop fussing, fighting, and arguing and just put everything in God's hands, because God got the master key in his hands. Rejoice always in the Lord, Philippians 4. And then in 17, verse 17, 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 says, pray continually. See, that's what we mess up at, because we want to talk about it, but we don't want to pray about it. Y'all know, I don't want to bump a sticker, y'all, but I got to say it. Y'all know the old saying, they say, if you're going to pray, don't worry. And if you're going to worry, don't pray. That's a true statement. When I pray, I lay down and I give it to God. I don't worry about it. I don't care who don't like it. I don't care who talking. I don't care who mad. I pray about it and I give it to God. I don't care if I don't have it. I don't care if I can't see it. I want my faith and not my sight, because I trust God. You got to pray continually, amen. Ephesians 6:18 says to pray always with all prayer and supplication. Then we get down to the one where it says give thanks in all circumstances. Well, that didn't make sense to me. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God concerning you. Now, that hurt me right there, because it says give thanks in all circumstances. I know some of us, if you're like me, you're in some circumstances that you find it hard to give God thanks. Ain't that right? See, if you're sick, you find it hard to give God thanks, but you know he's Jehovah Rapha, that he'll heal you. Amen. You know that God will comfort you in the midnight hour through your pain. Nobody can do it but God. Amen. You know that if you need something financially, that God is still on the throne. He is the Lord your shepherd. You shall not want. You got to know that God looks out for your best interest, and he's got your best interest at heart to take care of your situation, no matter what it may be. So you got to be thankful unto the Lord at all times. Amen. Then the Bible says not only be thankful, but you got to rejoice. Amen. You got to rejoice through the pandemic. You got to rejoice. You got to rejoice through death in the economy. You got to rejoice. You got to rejoice when folks are walked away from you, when folks are talking about you. You still got to rejoice. Amen. Because like I said, God still got your back. Because one thing about it, you still woke up this morning, didn't you? You still are in your right mind. Ain't that right? So God still has your best interest at heart. Yeah. The book of Thessalonica talks about the coming of the Lord. First verse in this chapter says that the Lord is coming. He's coming like a thief in the night. Nobody knows when he's coming, but y'all better believe he is coming. Now I'm trying to tell somebody that you always ought to be thankful. Don't let the Lord catch you grumbling. Because while you got one person that's thankful, you got another person that's grumbling. Have y'all ever seen folk that got everything they need and they still grumbling and they still complaining? Amen. I'm going to give you some examples of what it is, because that's where we live. Amen. Let me give you some scriptures and you can write them down for yourself. Psalm 103 reminds you that never forget the benefits of the Lord. Never forget it's the Lord God that healeth you of all your diseases. Not some, but all of them. So Psalm 103 tells you to be good about it. Psalm 107 said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Ain't that right? The reason you give thanks to the Lord there, because his mercy endures forever. Psalm 138:1 said, I will give thanks to the Lord. You don't have to give him thanks, but I will give him thanks with my whole heart. Y'all understand? Psalm 7:17 said, give thanks unto the Lord, because God is righteous. He deserves your glory, your honor, and your praise. Y'all remember when Job was in trouble? When Job got in trouble, Job has been in a situation that most of us would dare probably be on the ledge by now. Y'all know the story. He got sick. He lost his children. Amen. And even his wife turned on him. And in Job chapter 2, verse 10, his wife said, won't you just cuss God and die? Have anybody ever told you that when you was going through a situation? They say stuff like, why are you still going to church? You broke, why are you still giving money to that church? Why are you still trusting God when you're going through that situation? That's because they don't understand that you should always be thankful, because God is God. Amen. Job looked at his wife and said, woman, you sound foolish. Amen. He said, should we take the good things of God and not take the bad things that come to us in God? Because some folk can only praise God when they're up. But I've learned, like Paul in Philippians, I've learned that whatever state I'm in, I'm going to give God the glory. If I'm up, I thank God. If I'm down, I thank God. Friends, I thank God. No friends, I thank God. Loved ones, I thank God. No loved ones, I thank God. Thank you, Lord. Stomach growling, thank you, Lord. Got the being content?
Yes, sir.
Psalm 100 says, be thankful unto him.
Yes.
Get your ear, eh? Not only be thankful unto him, but bless his holy name.
Yes.
Well, let me give you some scriptures where there are some folk. Make sure you're not in this category right here. Bible says that the children of Israel, after God brought them through the Red Sea, Exodus chapter 12, on throughout that, and God has opened up the Red Sea, took them out of slavery, took them through the Red Sea. And as a matter of fact, he was navigating them to the promised land. But y'all know on the way to the promised land, you got to go through some stuff so you could be strong enough not to get the big head when you get to where God got you going. Y'all know what they did, don't you? They started murmuring and complaining. That's what the Bible said. They was murmuring against Moses. First, they was murmuring because the Red Sea had closed in. The army was behind them. God miraculously, through the faith of Moses and his staff, opened the Red Sea. The people walked through according to the Bible. Amen. And when they got to the other side, they had a praise party. But it wasn't long after that, the folks started murmuring and complaining because they didn't have no water. Lord have mercy. Murmuring about one thing and murmuring about another. And then they got to the point right there, once they got water, once Moses got them on the road, amen, they said, well, you know what? We need some food. And God rained down food from heaven. And them rascals still started complaining. They didn't like what they got. Have y'all ever fixed a child some food, amen, and put it on the table and they tell you that's not what they want? And now y'all scrambling to go to McDonald's and do all this other stuff on. But I came up at an age and you eat what's on that table or you go to bed hungry. God blessed them with bread. And then they said, we don't want no more bread. We want some meat. Bible said that God sent them quail. He sent them so much quail, sister, that they started coming out their nose. Amen. They ate so much they couldn't stand it no more. Amen. And I'm trying to tell you that you can't murmur during your miracle. Ain't that something? You ought to be rejoicing during your miracle. You look at folk that murmur in their miracle. You just need to walk away. Let me give you another one. Luke 17, the 10 lepers. And the 10 lepers, y'all know the story, right? That God, they saw Jesus coming. They was hollering unclean. They was leprous, amen, turning white, body parts falling off of them. And the Lord said, go show yourself to the priest. And in the story, one turned around and came back to the Lord to say thank you. Now, everybody always questioned, well, the other nine. The other nine probably was partying because they was healed just like the one that turned around. I'm trying to tell you, if nobody comes back and tells God thank you, it ought to be you. If family members won't come back and tell God thank you, it ought to be you.
Yes, yes.
Another one is, here it is. This is today's time. This is where we are. Everybody mumbling, everybody complaining. Bad year. Bad day. This is the Lord has made, right? I rejoice and be glad in Jesus' name. Well, one psalm said, I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. But what we do is we do Romans 1 and 21. It says, while the people knew who God was, let me say it on this side, they're looking crazy. While the people knew who God was, the Bible says they did not praise him or thank him for who he was. Y'all hear me now? And that's what we're doing. We got God's stuff, we got God's provision, we got God's blessing, and we still don't tell God thank you. I'm just telling you today, as I ain't going to hold you long, that you should always be thankful for what God has done for you. Pastor Carr's preaching a sermon series down on Habakkuk chapter 3. He got me reading. I can't stay that long, but I give you the gist of it. It's just like today. In Habakkuk chapter 1, Habakkuk did what Michael Thompson does sometimes. Habakkuk said, Lord, don't you see the situation we're in? Don't you see what we're going through down here? Don't you see how the battle is it? And the folk are dying? Don't you see it, Lord? And the God didn't say nothing to him. In chapter 2, the Lord began to talk to Habakkuk. He said, I want you to take this pen, or your computer, amen, and say whatever you want to do, and write the vision, amen, and make it plain to the people that they may run with it. Now, he spoke to Habakkuk, but nothing, he didn't see the blessing yet. But in chapter 3, Habakkuk didn't see the blessing, but let me tell y'all what he said. Habakkuk said, there ain't no cattle in the stall. In other words, I can't see where my food is coming from. Habakkuk said, there's no fruit on the vine. Habakkuk said, but I ain't gonna worry about it. He said, God makes me to stand strong, and he makes my feet like hinds feet. He said, so I'm just going to decide to bless the Lord. I'm trying to tell you today that you should always bless the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Be thankful unto him. Amen. Thankfulness means that you're pleased. Thankfulness means that you're relieved. Thankfulness is contentment or being satisfied. Thankfulness means is a synonym for it is grateful. But there's a difference between being thankful and being grateful. Hezekiah said, I am grateful. You know what he said? I'm grateful for the things that you have won. I'm thankful for the victory. Amen. He says, I'm thankful. But that's just gratefulness. Gratefulness is when you show emotion or express emotion or gratitude for what God has done for you. But thankfulness is not a feeling. Thankfulness is just a way of heart. Thankfulness is that, God, I just thank you. Amen. Gratefulness is when you express it. Thankfulness is that it is. It is what it is. I don't care what the situation, I'm going to thank the Lord at all times. Thessalonians says, here it is. I'm getting ready to go. That to be thankful unto God. Amen. For this is the will of God concerning you in all situations. I'm trying to tell you that no matter what your situation, that God is good. I'm just feeling it now because I'm getting ready to go home. But I want you to be thankful for what God has done for you. You may not think that God has done much for you, but God has done much for you. When I look back over my life, when I lost my mother, I thought I couldn't make it. But I found out that God is a mother to the motherless. There's somebody else here who's struggling with the fact that father gone on home. But God is a father to the fatherless. There are some who may not be satisfied with what God gives you. But God is a bridge over troubled water. God is bread that can feed you. God is the God that can forgive you. And I just want to take time now to thank God this morning, to always be thankful. I don't have to be at church to thank God. I thank him when I get up in the morning. I thank him when I'm able to brush my own teeth. I thank him just because he's God. And I'm trying to encourage you today just to give God some glory before you leave this place. You have to look at the person in the car with you or lift up your holy hand and say, I always be thankful. No matter what God gives to me, I'm always thankful. Mama gone, I'm thankful. Gentlemen, father gone, I'm thankful. Y'all know what? I'm going to tell you, like I told them last week, that most people say, well, there's so much death and disease going around that they're scared of corona. Can I tell y'all that you're going to die for something? It may not be corona, but you're going to die for something. But let me tell you, like the song said, one in your moment. One of y'all gonna open y'all paper. You know I'm going with it, don't you? You gonna open your paper and you gonna see Michael Thompson in there. Y'all gonna get the car around and say, that Reverend Thompson? Somebody gonna say, yes, that's him. I'm gonna tell you, don't worry about me. Cause I took all mortality and I put on immortality. I wish I had somebody. I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I finished my course. A drink offering unto the Lord. I'm thankful for the time that he's given me. Time with my family. Time with the church. Time on this earth. And I'm trying to tell you now, enjoy your time on this earth. Don't wait to come today to thank the Lord. Because if it had not been for the Lord on your side, that time when I had turkey on my table, had a spread in my house, couldn't get out the bed, couldn't brush my own teeth. But that wasn't the issue. The issue was, Brother Cliff, I could smell the food. I'm laying in the bed, and I could see him, Brother Smith, bringing trays into my house. And y'all know what? I ain't even had no appetite. I'm trying to tell you, if you ought to thank God for the little things. Thank God for the people who stayed. Thank God for the people who left. Thank God for waking you. Thank God for keeping you. Thank God for blessing you. You are the best God at all times. When you leave this church, something's going to come up. And you know what you need to do? Just stop for a second and give God a praise break. Put it in God's hand and watch him flip your situation. Stand back and watch him take care of your enemies. Nobody can do you like God. But Chandra, I tell you this when I'm gone. Two when I'm gone. Joseph, mistreated by his brothers. Joseph sold into slavery to the Midianites. Bad life, ain't it? Turned around and got blessed and went to a man's house by the name of Potiphar. And I'm going to tell you that no matter where you are, that God will come out of you. No matter what folk do to you, God will always give you the victory if you belong to him. Look what happens in the story. Joseph goes to Potiphar's house. His wife accuses him of rape. He ends up in prison. Look pretty bad, don't it? But while he's in prison, he's there in time to interpret the dream of the man in charge of the whole country. And by his connection with God, he's able to interpret the dream. But that ain't the thing, Brother Jim. The thing is that the very folk who mistreated him, Mr. Seward, they had to come to get food from Joseph. Joseph had it in his hand. He could have lorded it over him. Y'all know what he said? He said, you meant it for evil, but the Lord turned it around for my good. And when his daddy came and his brothers came, he was able to feed them. I'm gone when I tell you, Jesus. Two fish, five loaves of bread. Y'all know the story, don't you? His disciples said, everybody hungry by now. 5,000 men plus women and children. He said, all we got is from this little land, two fish and five loaves of bread. And they said, what is this among so many? And that's what y'all saying. Y'all got a situation in front of you. And don't y'all forgetting how powerful your God is. The Lord said, go ahead on and give it to me and let me work with it. See, you can't work with it in your hand, but God can work with it in his hand. No way you gotta blame him. The Bible said the Lord took it and he gave thanks. Lord have mercy. He gave thanks. He took that little bit and he gave thanks. Now say it on it. He took that little bit and he gave thanks. He said he took it, he blessed it, and then he broke it. And he began to feed it all. He fed 5,000 men, plus women and children. Look at the disciples or the preachers that he had with him. Said, go get you some baskets. The Bible said they had 12 baskets running over. I'm trying to tell you that you're looking at your situation the wrong way. That God has got abundant blessings for you right in the midst of the pandemic. How many of y'all have been sick? How many of y'all are still eating despite unemployment? Always, somebody said always, always be thankful unto the Lord, for he's worthy to be praised. I wish I had somebody who felt like I did, that no matter what the situation is, you can say that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. God has kept me on a mighty long way. God has kept me down the road of eternity. God has kept me where I couldn't keep myself. God has never left me. God has never forsaken me. Nobody like my God. Preacher, would you come? Preacher, would you go? Get these ministers to come out. Get the deacons that's out here that want to come. I'm going to ask you if you need prayer. This is what I want you to do today, and then I'm going to dismiss you. Listen to me good. Everybody needs something. These preachers and deacons who are willing to come, I want you to get out your car. Come as close to them and keep your social distance. Tell them what you're going through, amen, and let them have prayer for you. If you can't make your way up, if you're challenged walking or whatever, just go ahead on and wave your hand. Just raise your hand outside your car. Somebody will come to your car. They'll keep the distance, and they'll have prayer. As a matter of fact, some of y'all are so prideful that y'all can't tell folk that you need prayer. I see a hand right there waving. Keep waving his hand right there. I'm trying to tell you that God is good. See, and y'all going to come and get this prayer? Y'all want this prayer? Come on, y'all. Y'all need this prayer. Keep your distance there. Y'all turn to them. Turn to them. Turn to your people. Turn to your people. I want y'all to come as close, but not close enough as you can get. Allow these preachers and deacons whose job it is to pray for you when you don't feel like praying. Y'all might think we'd have made a couple left turns in Hodges Grove, but one thing about it, we haven't stopped praying. We haven't stopped believing God. We haven't stopped trusting God. God can still heal. God can still fix your situation. God can still take care of what concerns you. God can do it. God can do it. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Remember the settle stand the way you pray?
Yeah.
I think that's our problem. I think we fuss more than we pray. The Bible says men ought to always pray and not faint. Ain't that right?
Yes. Yes.
Everybody got somebody?
Yes.
Everybody got somebody?
Yes.
I said, have everybody got somebody? Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Thank you. the author and the finisher of our faith. We're thankful that he still answers prayer. We're thankful that he's worthy to be praised. We're thankful that he's able to keep you and bless you and to comfort you all the days of your life, my prayer. Yes. Lord, my prayer. The faithful of God.